Mayor de Blasio's plan to more than double the number of full-day pre-kindergarten seats for young New Yorkers has led to a hiring craze. WNYC's Robin Schulman visited a job fair recently where directors of pre-K programs all over the city were looking for teachers and fast.
This is the sound of 300 aspiring teachers of four-year-olds making their pitch. They're standing in line at recruiters' tables, tilting back and forth on their heels. They're smiling and doling out resumes. The conversations usually last 5 or 10 minutes, just long enough to make an impression.
I feel like I'm speed dating here.
That's Dawn Pospareles, the manager of Precious Moments Nursery School in Queens. She's looking to hire 2 lead teachers. About 80 organizations are here, some looking for as many as 10 teachers each. It's a hiring bonanza. Another recruiter, Ron Tompkins, needs to fill 5 pre-K teaching jobs, also in Queens.
A lot of good quality talent is coming through, so I'm pretty confident that we're going to be full by next weekend.
At some job fairs, the chances of getting hired are slim. Not so here on the 18th floor of the Hotel Pennsylvania in Midtown, where the focus is on matchmaking. Community-based organizations are connecting with teachers, many not yet certified but enrolled in a new teacher training program run by CUNY. Everyone's excited. The prospective teachers are almost entirely women. Some of them have years of teaching experience, but many are switching careers. At least 2 lawyers, a dancer, an artist, an HR director. I step out of the main room to talk with a few of them. One's a yoga instructor who worked with kids in a homeless shelter and says she uses breath to teach kids how to manage their problems.
Just to stop and breathe and kind of work through frustration, which is inevitable, challenges, just the stress of being a little kid and trying to get through life.
Another is a chef who also teaches cooking and says she could make pre-K lessons based on food.
You can introduce them to measurements and colors and textures and how heat changes the texture of food. So, I mean, we could teach life through food, for sure.
Recruiters have their own visions of what makes a perfect candidate. Everyone describes it a little differently.
There's a look of kindness in a face. Friendly, nurturing. It's kind of like a, you know, warm.
I'm looking for someone who's really going to meet their energy and like come at it 100% and say, oh, you want to learn about rocks? Let's all go learn about rocks and just be.
They're not afraid of looking at me in the eye, having a conversation with me, and their conversation is not just something that they learned overnight.
I feel that a teacher has to, number one, love what they do. It has to come from within. You see it. You see it by the smile, by the light up.
They're really all talking about the same thing, responsiveness. Research shows that the most effective pre-K teachers respond to kids empathically, reach them individually, and help them verbalize their needs. But how do you assess responsiveness in a 5-minute conversation? One recruiter asked Raquel Wellington to be specific. What would you do if one of your students suddenly threw a tantrum in the middle of a lesson? She answered, her job is to watch her students so closely that she can prevent the tantrum in the first place.
So if I can identify that something is brewing with that child, that child is in distress, I am going to use classroom management, close proximity, sometimes a gentle touch. I mean, something to keep that child with me.
After a few hours, one applicant slips out, takes off her heels, and digs her toes into the hotel carpet.
Relief.
Recently, prospective teachers have been dealing with a lot of logistics to prepare for the school year. Fingerprints, immunizations, health forms. This hiring fair is making it all real. In just a few weeks, many of them will be setting up classrooms and lesson plans, preparing to greet a room full of 4-year-olds. For WNYC, I'm Robin Schulman.